Hello. This is Richard Shepherd with another edition of the Richard and Steve podcast. I'm Richard Shepherd, and with me, as always, is my little Himalayan Sherpa Tenzing, Stephen Leslie Parks. Say hello, Stephen Leslie Parks.
Hello. How is everybody? Not that they can answer.
Exactly.
I've done that once before, haven't I?
Thanks for the effort. We appreciate your vim and your vigour.
Thank you. Can you take your hand off my legs?
Not really.
Okay,
understood. I hope everybody out there is well.
Yes, hope you are well. We must apologise for the long absence that we have had between our last podcast and this one.
Yep, we've been on a month hiatus, which we will explain later. It's all part of today's theme, which is self-improvement.
Oh, is it?
And we're going to be talking a little bit about that later and what we've been doing for the past couple of months. But firstly, as always, tradition demands that I ask my good friend, Stephen Leslie Parks,
mm-hmm.
How has your 2 months been?
My 2 months have been very good, thank you. A lot has happened. I have acquired myself a new job. I shall be working in a museum.
Really?
In it, you know, everyone.
Regular
says
viewers
the same
may
thing.
Find that difficult to comprehend.
Everybody that I have ever spoken to, when I tell them where I'm going to work, either laugh or say, "You in a museum."
You. In a museum?
Yes.
Do you think because of the films Night at the Museum 1 and 2, people are now kind of conditioned to the idea of a somewhat buffoonish character working in a museum environment?
Yeah, if they were a night guard, which I'm not.
Okay, well, what are you then, a historian?
I'm a...
Like Sir Simon Sharma?
I'm a general assistant.
Or Michael Wood?
No.
You're a general assistant. Mm. You work in a gift shop.
That is one of my jobs, working in the gift shop, as well as working around all the other exhibits.
If you detect any bitterness in my voice, dear listener, it's merely because I'm jealous. I am currently still unemployed. And
you're
actually,
unemployed because you choose to be, Richard. You could make that
any
special
social
effort.
Social securities officers who may be listening to this, and it's patently not true. I still turn up every 2 weeks. And look,
yeah, but you turn up every 2 weeks and you are overly nice to the people behind the counter and they freak you out. And look, now Marley's even trying to bite you.
I think if you kind of put on a bit of an accent and you kind of wear like a suit and tie to the actual job centre, they don't hassle you that much about getting a job because they assume that you kind of know what you're doing.
Really?
Yeah.
The fact that you go in there and don't wear your trousers or pants, that's where the problem lies.
As long as you wear the jacket suit and the jacket and the shirt and the tie.
However, how many buttons were on your jacket when you wear them?
I wear, as men should wear, the traditional
two-buttoned
jacket.
Unless you're the doctor and then you can wear a four-button jacket.
Anything between that is the province of probably the middle-aged homosexual and the mentally deranged. Speaking of middle-aged homosexuals who are mentally deranged, Stephen, please try and control your gas.
How am I middle-aged? You're older than me.
Oh, my God. You smell like you're dead already. That is vile. Seriously. Stand back from the microphone. You're melted or something. Just disgusting.
No, that's genuinely the smell of podcast towers.
It is. It's the smell of love.
However, our sister station...
Smell of affection.
Or our other podcasting... I want to say obituary, but that's not right.
Anyway, Steve, you obviously have a great deal of difficulty controlling both your bodily functions, farting.
And I'm also sorry, just going away on what you were saying, how my months were being.
Okay.
Yes,
talk about that for a while.
Have a new job. I'm now living, or going to be living, when by the time people listen to this, I should be living in Ipswich.
Really?
Yes, I should be living there in our, looking after our other podcast towers with our... And that other little helper, Archie Moo, who...
You should probably explain. People don't think that's your partner.
No, Archie is basically like our Marley here in this branch of podcast towers.
That's not strictly speaking true. I mean, in the hierarchy, Marley is like, he's like the...
Old man that no one talks to because they fear he'll try and stab him.
Now, have you seen the film Old Boy?
The Korean film.
Yeah. Marley's like the old boy of cats, where the York cat Archie, he's kind of like the young punk. He's just a young punk, he doesn't know anything.
The one that will be around a lot longer than the old boy.
No, young punks tend to die. Old boy, he survived. He's a survivor, old boy.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Apart from when you're trying to give him a bone.
Who, old boy? What are you talking about?
If you try and give your old boy a bone...
What are you talking about?
You tried to feed Marley a bone.
You have to explain what you're talking about to people who might not be.
Yeah, but I was explaining it to you, hoping that you would have said something to it, but you didn't.
Take it.
Tried to kill Marley by giving him a bone from what was it? A steak?
A lamb chop.
A lamb chop, and he gave Marley a lamb chop bone, and he got it stuck in his throat. So Marley got Richard's bone stuck in his throat, and it was so bad he made his mouth bleed.
Cheap double entendre aside, which is possibly a good advice for the rest of the podcast, it is to do,
no one would listen to it if that was the case.
It is to do with the theme of today, which is, of course, self-improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Marley's, of course, getting old, and he's learning his limitations. He can't chew through bones anymore, and I can still chew through a chicken bone if I need to.
You can still chew for a bone if needed.
Again, it's like 30 seconds since the last bone entendre. Really, Stephen? Self-improvement, he's learning his limitations, and as are we all in the past couple of months, things have been changing, we're self-improving. We are on the Richard Shepherd path to personal perfection actualization.
Oh, God.
First step of which is, of course, getting the body fit.
Which will Richard Shepherd is now at a gym.
I'm in my flat. No, I'm a member of a gym.
You are a member of a gym. You're in a gym. You've joined a gym, fuckface.
Oh, that's
and
charming.
How long does it last? How long is it before it needs to be renewed?
I pay per session. It's kind of like a pay as you go of gyms, which is ironic because my phone's on a contract. So that's a bit weird. But
you don't go by yourself. So you're not that
I'm trying to explain about
determined.
I'm trying to explain about the gym. Well, I was going to go with you, but when I went to the changing rooms, there's a huge poster in there saying, this man, Stephen Leslie Parks, photo of you, is a notorious trouser troubler. And has been banned from any changing room in the entire gym community.
If you're allowed in there, why the fuck aren't I allowed in there?
Sweaty jock straps.
How many men wear jock straps in there?
I didn't count. I wasn't looking. You're the one with a fetish, dear boy. But no, you go in there and
you're in changing room.
Steve, you're rambling.
I'm asking a fucking...
Control yourself.
I'm asking a damn fucking question.
Get on with it.
The question is, are they the same changing rooms that the men use for the swimming pool?
Nobody cares. So, I went to the gym, and it's all a lot of fun. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Matty, the guy who kind of showed me how the equipment worked. It was a lot of fun. I'm doing like...
I'm sorry, you're giving a shout-out to your trainer.
Oh, again, yes.
Does he listen
to this? Well, Hollywood now. He's going to listen to this, because I'm going to say, oh, Matty, I mentioned you in my podcast the other day.
Do you fancy him?
I might have a bit of a guy crush on him. It could be a bromance.
Is he a good-looking chap?
I don't know. He's healthy.
So is he fit, then?
Well, he works in the gym. You wouldn't get a big fat bastard working in the gym. Can you imagine that?
Well, I don't know. You could do.
Could you imagine if you went to a gym and they said, okay, you're doing a 45-minute induction. Here's Rick Waller. He's going to show you how all this works. He wouldn't last 45 minutes.
He wouldn't get up the stairs.
He'd be like, yeah, you put your foot there. And then you eat burgers. Get me a Viennetta. I'm Rick Waller.
I demand foodstuffs.
No, he's a fit guy, and he's kind of saying, you know, always start off with a bit of cardio first. So you get on your cross trainer, your treadmill. Treadmills are terrifying, by the way.
No, they're not. They're good once you learn how to run on them.
I could run on them, but you always get this impression that if you miss a step, you are going to go flying off the back. And people are going to laugh at you.
Only if you have it on a speed that's too fast for you.
Well, yeah, but even so, you've still got to get... You've got to keep the same momentum, which is weird, because when you just run or jog, you can like speed up, slow down. But for treadmills, you've got to run for a set amount of time on a certain speed before it kind of takes you up to the next level. And if you miss that momentum...
But why would you miss the momentum? When you're running normally...
I get distracted easily. Plus,
Because there's a mirror right in front of you?
No, there's Sky News. They have all these channels. They have all the TV playing Sky News.
Why would you want to run to Sky News?
I'd prefer to, like, watch, I don't know...
The Simpsons.
Yeah, watch the Simpsons rerun. That would be quite fun, I think.
or the $6 million Man opening.
I think it's all part of the kind of idea of, like, fit for business. So they always play, like, CNN and Sky News... I think if you go on Wednesday, they actually show The Apprentice, and you can watch that.
Do you know why they do it?
Out.
They do it because
Adam Sugar is very unfit, though.
They do it whilst you're running because they know that no one really watches the news, and so rather than having programs that people would actually watch, they put shit on that no one would watch, knowing that they would be more interested in doing their exercises than actually watching the telly.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me. But I think it's good that we're producing these kind of well-informed, very toned people. That's what I like. You watch the news, you get healthy.
And have you been going to the gym?
I went once.
Oh, God.
I had a 20-minute orientation with my boy.
And how long ago was that?
I can't remember. I'm going tomorrow.
It was about a month, wasn't it?
I'm going tomorrow. No, it was kind of like half a week ago. Half a year. Half a lifetime ago.
Half a year.
Half a lifetime ago. But I'm going Tuesday. So if you're at Harper's Gym and you want to meet me, it's like a meet and greet session.
God, that didn't sound gay.
Please
at all,
don't come
it?
Up to me in the changing rooms, because that would just be
weird.
Peculiar.
Yeah.
It would be
naked saying, "Can you sign this?"
Sign? How dare you, sir?
Can you sign dick on my dick?
Where do you think I keep my pen, for God's sake?
Oh dear.
I'll sign my name across their heart if they want me to be their baby.
Oh, for love.
If it's not, then you know.
Just stop.
Don't worry about it.
Anyway,
but yes, self-actualization, physical fitness is certainly a part of perfection. However, another part of perfection is keeping the mind active, developing a hobby. I have recently developed a hobby, involuntarily.
Masturbation is not a hobby.
I know, for you it's a profession, Steve.
Well, you know, when you're good at something,
you can get paid to do it.
Hands off my knees!
Could you move your knee, then I can put my hand down?
No, my knee was here the whole time.
Fine.
Put your hands up there.
I have a hobby, it's an involuntary hobby. I am now stalking. Stalking.
Oh, God, yeah, I've heard about
it. I'm stalking Matthew Holness.
Oh, God.
The star of Dark Place and Man to Man with Dean Lerner. I saw him a couple of months ago in Norwich. I saw him, like, last week in Norwich, outside Ha Ha Bar and Cantina, later outside Marks and Spencer's. I saw him yesterday. No, I saw him the day before yesterday, Saturday. He was walking up by Cinema City in Norwich.
And then you saw him yesterday.
He was in Top Man in Norwich. All these times, I am not planning to run into him, but it seems a bit weird that he's always there.
We didn't see him today.
The possibility is he might be stalking me.
Why would he stalk you?
That's what's so weird about him. He might be a fan of the podcast.
I doubt it. Well, how would he know what you look like?
We had a photo of me on one of the things.
Oh, yes.
With a magnifying glass.
Oh, yes, that's true.
As conducting
how would you recognise you without how would you recognise you without the magnifying glass?
I was walking with a magnifying glass at the time. I do that all the time now.
Wouldn't it be funny if you had the magnifying glass up against your eye, and when you took the magnifying glass away, you actually had an eye that was that big?
Yeah.
And it's just a bit of glass. And it's just looking at it, and it just go like, it's and your eyes.
It has already been done, unfortunately.
Has it really? When?
Yeah, Peter Cushing, I forget the film, but he had that going on.
Well, we would be better at it. It would be funnier if we did it.
Well, no, Peter Cushing is a hell of a guy.
He's dead.
He was a hell of a guy. And a bit of a hero of mine. But yeah, I mean, Matt Holness looks like the kind of guy who would Google his own name, so we're going to call this the Matt Holness Stalking Special. Mm. And Matt, if you're out there, big fans of yours, I've got a sitcom I'm working on, I think you'd be perfect for it. So get in touch with us, with me, preferably me, at howdoesitend@hotmail.com. And that's also the clearinghouse for any other correspondence you want to send us.
He's after a picture of you naked, basically.
That would be perfection. If you can get Matt Berry in the picture as well.
That would be, what, cupping his balls?
Cupping his balls. In Dark Place style, Dr. Lucien Sanchez and Rick Douglas cupping each other ever so gently. You can get that in a photo.
That would, you know, his dark place.
I would quite enjoy that.
That's in my dark place.
What do you mean?
At the back of my mind.
Okay. Thank you. Well, anyway.
So, are you okay? The reason...
Stretch out a bit.
The reason...
Self-perfection... Stretching. Get flexible. Don't stretch your leg out completely.
Physical.
No, that's what Matthew told me. Always put a bend to your leg when you're doing exercises.
Why?
I have no idea. He didn't explain anything to me.
Oh. Did he wear shorts?
He didn't do any of the lingo.
Did he wear shorts?
Yes, of course.
Did he have hairy legs?
I don't know. Probably.
You're
not coming with me.
This is all this information.
You're not coming with me.
Why were you
asking? They know you.
They asked me to come with you.
You're on a list.
No, I've got a mustache, a fake mustache that I can wear, and a 118 shirt. They would never know who I was.
Yeah, you wouldn't get noticed wearing that.
I'd be completely conspicuous.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I would be. I would just blend into the background like some kind of Jimmy-fied chameleon.
Just to resume your career as Stephen L. Parks, the towel stealing sniffer of old London town.
Does that even make any sense?
Yes.
I mean, the towel sniffer.
No, because you steal them and you sniff them in the privacy of your own home.
The towel stealing sniffer. Shouldn't that be the towel
stealing sniffer?
The stealing of
towel stealing sniffer.
You're an arsehole.
So, in conclusion, Matt Holness, if you want to work with us, and why wouldn't
why would he want to come to this pokey little flat to do what, something that we're
I'm not
doing?
I'm talking about the sitcom and shit. You know, so it's a park rinse, but specifically for you. It's brilliant.
That doesn't sound creepy at all, does it?
No, not really.
When you find out where he lives, you'll be going through his rubbish.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know. No, like I said, I'm stalking accidentally.
How can you accidentally stalk
I didn't plan to run into him on any of these occasions.
But you followed him around once you did bump into him?
No.
Then you're not stalking him, then, are you?
But he keeps on reappearing.
It's just accidental that you have...
Anyway, he's a cool dude. He wears a corduroy jacket, even though it's really hot outside at the moment.
Is he fat?
Stocky. He's solidly built. He's solidly built, and he's a handsome devil.
So when do you go from being stocky to fat?
Good question. Steve, when did you go from being...
I don't know. I could never answer that question.
Fat.
I don't know what the difference is between stocky and
fat. It does confuse
fat.
Me. We've talked about this before. Like, when you get to, like, 600 pounds, you know, we're talking about people who got, like, forklifted out of their house when they get
That's
so fat.
That's fucking fat.
Is there, like, a stage between, like, being, like, a normal weight, like, 200, I don't know, 200 pounds or something ridiculous? Slightly above average.
What's that in kilograms?
No idea.
I don't know what pounds is. Well, how many pounds is there to a stone?
14.
14. 14 pounds to a
Possibly.
Stone.
Possibly. I'll ask Matty next time I'm at the gym. But, yeah, there
what
must be...
What size waist reckon Matty is?
Oh, God, yeah, I think about this all the time. I don't care. He's my trainer.
Well,
he works for me.
These are the things that... you don't pay him.
I pay him a pittance.
He probably comes in and sees and goes, oh, here we go, some twat that's probably just had too much to drink at the weekend and thinks that he can come to the gym once every two months. That will get him fit. And
they got the greatest job in the world. They can just hang around the gym talking rubbish with other trainers and watching Sky News.
Flexing their muscles.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's probably like when everybody leaves at the end of the day, they get to go on all the machines.
But can they do it naked?
Almost certainly.
They wait till everyone's gone, they're like, hang on, wait, and they're gone, and they take everything off.
But yeah, there must be a stage between being like, say, 200 pounds, slightly above average, mm-hmm. and 600. There must be a stage between there where you kind of think...
I'm getting a bit fat.
Maybe I should knock this on the head a bit.
Yeah, but if you've got to the point where you are over 200 pounds,
yeah,
and you're not muscle, you pretty much know you're going to get fat.
Yeah, but how do you get to like 600 pound flesh dying on your body?
People do.
Extremities getting cut off because of diabetes fat. How do you get to that level? How do you even get food?
What makes me laugh?
Does somebody feed you?
People must bring it in, yeah.
That is disgusting that people would do that.
The thing is, though, if they then ate normal amounts of food like what we would eat,
yeah.
would that kill them? Would that be sufficient to keep them alive?
I don't know. It's like when you're an alcoholic, you don't quit drinking completely because that would kill you. You just cut down very gradually until you take no drinks. Your body gets used to that level of certain kind of things.
I think you can just do cold turkey.
You can with certain things. Booze apparently will kill you if you go cold turkey. If you're a heavy drinker and you go to nothing, yeah, that'll kill you.
Why will it kill you?
I have no idea. We'll ask an alcoholic next time we see him.
Well, next time we see Stockton, which is probably this evening, we'll ask him.
Stockton doesn't drink. He's a teetotaler.
No, there's a reason for that, though, isn't there?
Oh, he had that experience.
Yeah, that
we'll get to
man
that
oh man experience, yes. That alcohol brings to many straight men.
Man oh man, that's what we said. Man oh man.
Do you remember that program with what's his name?
No?
Chris Tarrant.
Used to
have a load of guys from around the country, and they always used to.
Chris Tarrant.
And they used.
I don't want to give you this. I got a check for £64,000.
You sound like that guy at Dad's Army.
I don't want to give you this.
That's like Mr. Mannering.
Mr. Mannering.
You want a photo, friend? Yes.
Sounds like Roger Moore.
That's better than your fucking impression. What the fuck was you doing?
Okay, we'll both do a Tarrant for like 20 seconds, and the people,
right,
the viewers,
okay,
will...
yep. Okay, yep.
I'm gonna check
you. You want to phone a friend?
Bones.
That's right.
Which charity are you playing for? My wife's taking me to the cleaners.
I can't continue this conversation because you're a cock.
Who are we doing impression? Like,
I don't know. I've forgotten it now. It's kind of like your There Will Be Blood impression. It kind of wavers off onto others.
Hang on, I'm just going to walk out of the room for a sec.
Oh, here we go. Oh, look who's coming in.
Oh, hi.
It's the oil baron.
Hi, Dan.
Daniel Plainview.
Dan, come and have a word on the podcast.
I'm Daniel Plainview.
My name is Daniel Plainview. And I'm taking over Richard Shepherd for a couple of minutes.
Until you start sounding like...
I'm in the oil business.
Do you have
this is my son, H.W.
Who is deaf.
He's
and
deaf
shit.
And shit. Well, at least I can do impressions.
This is
you can't do anything.
This isn't old at all, is it? I can do Barney the Dinosaur.
Classics. Go for it.
You're making me laugh now. I can't do it.
Do it.
Stop looking. Do you even know what Barney the Dinosaur sounds like?
He goes,
hello,
he
there.
Sounds like Chris Terrence. I don't want to give you this check.
I love you. You love me.
Oh, that's creepy.
We're a happy family. Oh, I'm going to kill you all! Yay!
Massive epic machine
how
gun.
How is this self-improvement?
Well...
You're straying away from the
thing. I know not to do it now.
Yeah,
therefore,
exactly.
I have improved myself.
Basically...
And not doing
two
it.
Two legs of the stool of self-improvement. First one's physical fitness. Get to the gym. Do some cardio. Do some weights.
Listen to him.
Go back
Mr.
on the
I
booze.
Go, all the time.
Go back on the booze. Stephen.
Go back on the booze.
Cut back on the booze.
I don't drink that much.
Well, I drink less. I cut back, man. I did it. I achieved. I believed and I achieved.
Great, good for you.
Second one, get a hobby. Keep the mind active.
Hang on,
third
isn't that
one,
the second one?
No, the second one's keep your mind active. First one's keep your body active.
Yeah.
Third one,
get a hobby.
Intellect. Learn.
Yeah, but isn't that keeping your mind active?
No, hobby's the kind of thing you plan for in the future. I'm talking about more like a
well, that's
learning.
Not what you said. No.
No, I'm talking
number
about more
one is body.
History.
Number two is mind. Number three is what?
Number three is history. No one's history. Because if you don't know where you've been, how do you know where you're going?
I don't. I just know where I'm at.
A man without a past will always run to his future.
Everyone has a past.
Okay.
You're an arse clown. Unless, of course, you're grown.
Learn things. Learn things.
Everyone learns things every day.
I, Richard Shepherd,
I've learned now that you are a complete
stage
dick.
In the lecture, and it is a lecture, will now be teaching you things.
All
are you familiar
are
with the Jack Black movie School of Rock?
Yes, and it's naff.
Are you familiar with the TV show with Gene Simmons from Kiss? Gene Simmons? That doesn't sound right.
It is Gene Simmons.
The actress, Gene Simmons.
My God. Gene Simmons, as in the guy from Kiss who went to Lowestoft.
Went to Lowestoft, went to a school, and did a real-life school of...
This is Gene Simmons.
Right, does it?
It is.
Did a school of heavy metal, rock and roll, taught people how to appreciate the heavy metal,
and
gave
well,
birth
it's not
to
heavy
little
metal.
Chris.
It's not heavy metal, is it? It's glam rock.
Kiss is kind of like, it's the American kind
it's
of
glam rock.
Heavy kind of, it's like hair rock, that's what
it's
they call
glam
it. With
rock.
Like the, yeah, the makeup and the hair and shit. Ridiculous, basically.
It's the lowest of the low of rock, really.
Exactly. Now, I, Richard Shepherd, will be following in their footsteps by teaching
wear makeup?
You the things like he taught them in the
no
film School of Rock and the TV series, to a lesser extent, School of Rock with
Gene Simmons.
Gene Harlow. And I will be teaching you a little something.
No one cares.
A little genre of music.
No.
That I like to call.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The hip hop.
You doing hip hop, Richard?
Welcome to Richard Shepherd's School of Rap.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
There'll be theme music here, so give it a second.
Theme music? Where am I going to get rap theme
no,
music?
No, it's going to be like soft choral, kind of. Lark Ascending. It's going to be that.
What the fuck? Where am I going to get that from?
I'll copy it for you. Don't panic, Steve. You're panicking too much in this podcast.
I'm panicking.
Freak out, okay?
I'm freaking out because you've got my legs and hands everywhere.
I'm going to get up in a minute.
Touching me like some over-familiar, dirty uncle that only comes over every couple of weeks.
Finished?
No. I have more, but it will keep.
Welcome to Richard Shepherd's School of Rap with me, Professor, unaccredited, Richard Shepherd, School of Rap. Today's lecture is on Drop It Like It's Hot, the 2004 hip-hop joint with Snoop Dogg and Pharrell. Now, I know what you're thinking. It was a classic. It was a classic of the genre. Great, gains critical attention for its sparse production. Just tongue clicks, you know. It was that one. Mm. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, great.
Keyboards, drum machine. And, you know, it's compared to a lot
machine.
Of the overproduced rap in the early 2000s, it's very minimalist. Yeah. Very cool. Very clever. And the Billboard number one hit for 3 weeks, from December the 11th, 2004. Snoop Dogg's first number one of the Hot 100. So, you know, that's interesting.
Why would you need a drum machine? Why not just use a drum?
What?
Why have a drum machine? Why not just use a drum?
But what if you have, like, three different kinds of drums? You're going to get three different drummers in.
Well, you just have one drum kit.
You're not made of money, Steve.
You have one drum kit with three different drums on that one drum kit.
Okay, well, Well, you're going to hear the drum machine soon, and you're going to be able to compare it. Okay.
Understood.
Because I've given you a little background about the song "Drop It Like It's Hot."
Okay.
That was the theory.
Okay.
Now we're doing the practical. Stephen, join me over on the stage.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I don't want to join you on the stage.
All right.
Jesus.
Here we go. Taking it to the street.
I'm not singing this, Richard. This is something you're doing by yourself.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. And if
Dracula
chewed, pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I've got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don. And I roll the best weed because I got it going on. I'm a nice dude, with some nice dreams. Yeah. See these ice cubes? See these ice creams? Eligible bachelor, $1 million boat. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. The phantom exterior like fish eggs. The interior like suicide wrist red. I can exercise you, this could be your phys ed. Cheat on your man, ma, that's how you get a his ed. Killer with the beat, I know killers in the street. With the steel that'll make you feel like chinchilla in the heat.
So Dracula.
Attitude.
Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don. And I roll all the best weed because I got it going on. I'm a gangster, you all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. I get a blue flag hanging out my backside, but only on the left side. Yeah, that's the Crip side. Ain't no other way to play the game the way I play. I cut so much you thought I was a DJ. 2, 3, 3, 1, 1, yep, 3. SOOGG. I can't fake it, just break it, and when I take it, see, I specialise in making all the girls get naked. So bring your friends, all of you all. Come inside, we got a world premiere right here. Now get live. So don't change the dizzle, turn it up a little. I got a living room full of fine dime bristles. Waiting on the pizzle, the dizzle, and the shizzle. Cheese to the bizzack, now ladies, see we gizzo. Well, I think I've proved my point there, Steve.
Yeah, the point is, what the fuck was that? Can you even tell me what any of them words meant?
Dizzle.
What? Yeah. Or what's a brizzo? Other than something that you use at the fucking to do your washing up with. I think you'll find that that is actually a Brillo.
You're so unstreet.
You
are the whitest man I've ever met.
I'm the whitest cracker motherfucker you've ever met in your entire life.
You will bleep all the N words out of that, won't you?
No, I'm gonna leave it as it is. I'm not gonna bleep it. You wanna pretend that you're this up in your face whack motherfucker.
I haven't mentioned this the past 2 years, but I am actually black. Just in case people were wondering.
He whites up.
Before we do this podcast. I'm like I'm pale as Stockton, really.
No one's that pale. That's taking the piss.
I know. He needs to.
That's like him. Joker motherfucker up in that.
You could play the Joker.
Yeah, all we gotta do is put some lipstick on him. It's exactly the same.
That's what you want to do,
speaking
isn't it?
Of,
you get a bit funny about Stockton.
No,
you?
Speaking
You've
of
got
Stockton,
a bit of a crush on him.
We saw him today, didn't we?
We saw Matthew Stockton walking through the streets,
the
casually
Stogginator, as he is
bobbing down the road like one of the wooden tops, acknowledging petty criminals in his wake.
With a little nod and a wink.
For the ladies and the gents.
And the gents. We gave me a nod, didn't he?
He did.
And a little wink from his unblinking one eye.
I always like Stockton. I think he's kind of awkward, but kind of he amuses me.
He amuses me too.
He's a funny guy, man.
Unintentionally funny, you understand, but
a couple of guys we should have a shout out to as well as Stogs. www.simonjames.com.
Who are they?
He's a film school graduate, a very talented young man. He makes Mike Lee look like Mike Baldwin. And what?
So why are we not where?
And he makes Ken Loach look like Ken Barlow. Sorry, I've been watching a lot of Coronation Street.
Yeah,
recently.
I gathered. Yeah. Well done for that, though.
Okay, no problem. But check out his website. He's a charming young man who we hope to work with in the future, perhaps.
Hopefully.
Also, www.myspace.com/dirtylittlehabit. They're a band. They're a rock band. They play the heavy rock music.
Is Dirty Little Habit all one word?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. Yeah.
All lowercase.
I have no freaking clue.
Understood.
Also, myspace.com/redappleband, another local band who we give props to. Great young band. Do you have anything to say before we wrap up this insane edition of the self-improvement Richard Shepherd Path?
Yeah, I need to look out online for our Fight Biscuit sketch, yes, which we have done, which is...
For Shizzle, yeah.
Fuck's sake. Also, check out... where's our Richard Steve show?
Excuse me.
Where's our Richard and Steve show?
What was that?
That's your gazizzle. It's ready to be picked up.
The police are at the...
At the benizzle.
They heard me saying all that terrible things about them on the song, and now they're coming to take us away.
So just out of interest...
So before Popo, where, 5-0, takes us away...
Where are they going to... Where are they going to be able to see the Richard and Steve show trailer?
The trailer will be... It'll hopefully be loaded to the Podmatic site. If not, it'll be on seerichardandsteve@podmatic.com.
Mm-hmm. Also, Jake...
Also, we're hoping to get it on YouTube as well, providing the music clearance goes well.
Yep. Take a look out on those websites, because we will have some other projects that we are working on.
Video is the future.
Which, video is the future.
Video and Death Ball.
And fighting in huge, great, big robots. Fighting for mankind huge, great, big penises that are able to fire rockets from their bell end.
Finally, a word from our special correspondent, Marley the Cat, who hasn't featured this much recently, but he's been on hiatus. Marley, ooh, say hello.
Hello!
Would you like to introduce our last guest this evening?
Yeah! We've got a new young band called the Noisettes, or possibly the Noisettes. I don't know how to pronounce it.
I think it's probably Noisette.
I prefer Noisettes. It's like the chocolate.
You make it sound like you're a complete twat.
Steve!
Oh.
Steve! And now, playing us out with Wild Young Hearts, the Noisettes!
And while the city sleeps, I won't weep because I couldn't keep my boyfriend, and the summer's end is here again.
I am Dracula.